and he's like really vocal.
Hey there, this is Treesbane. I am with Mr. Poljangles. We are at Wyandotte County, Bonner Park. This is one of our favorite courses. It is a beautiful Saturday in late April. 65 degrees, clear blue skies, light, just the lightest breeze. This is our go-to course for beautiful days like this because it is just never busy here. And it's also just a fantastic course. So we're going to throw a couple warm-ups and then we'll get this podcast rolling. All right. Hey there.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Mr. Poljangles.
Where are we?
We are at Bonner Park in Wyandotte County.
Woo!
We are looking at hole one. Before we start, just want to point out this park has not only beautiful signage that is tall enough to be a bag hanger.
Yeah, that's nice.
Very nice, very nicely laid out. The tee boxes.
Super, superly right size.
Yes, they're rectangular. What do you think, like 10 feet? No, 8 feet?
I think you might even be closer to 10.
Yeah.
I think you can get a good 3 or 4 steps in on it.
Plenty of space.
Plenty of space. They know they're concrete and wind up.
This park is always beautifully manicured. Good double chain baskets, which are a little lower, I think, than most parks. But
older. They're certainly older.
Yeah, they're
sure,
older.
Right?
But all of the baskets have flags on them. It's just a beautiful park. We're going to let Poljangles tee off first. This hole is, I'm going to say 427. I could be wrong about that. But, all right, let's go. Okay. Hole two.
We're not keeping score anymore already.
Mr. Poljangles is riding
Mr. Poljangles.
Mr. Poljangles is going to maintain the box. I double bogeyed that. So not the best start, but beautiful day nonetheless. We're on hole two. This looks to me to be 475 feet. I will be throwing my Star Destroyer. Nice throw, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we are approaching hole three. Mr. Poljangles will maintain the box. I double bogeyed. That's fine. So, one thing I would like to point out about this particular park is it seems to have been planned out a long time ago. There are very stately lines of oak trees. I think they're oaks.
Do you think that at some point this was actually a golf course?
It might have been a real golf course. It's laid out awfully nice. Looks like every tree here is at least 40 years old. all right, hole three. This is a downhill shot. Quite a distance.
Just to the right, I think.
It's got a flag, the other one does not. So, yes, it looks like we are shooting for 519 feet.
A long ways to go.
It is. It's downhill, though, so.
Getting really long.
There's quite a few trees. Yay. But, keep it low and we should be fine. Mr. Poljangles steps up to the box, makes his swing, and some killer distance on that. Nice throw, sir.
Thank you.
Alright, that was fun.
Hole number four.
Hole number four. I only single bogeyed that one.
That's not bad.
That feels good.
I got a par.
Yeah, you've been riding the par train pretty
hard. Well, I
pretty
took a
bogey
on the second hole. I'm at plus one. Not that we're keeping the
score. So, hole four. It's always kind of a mystery where the pin is on hole four. Sometimes it's across the creek.
Sometimes it's
buried way back in the woods.
It really doesn't make a difference for us because we don't throw it far enough to really...
Yeah, we can always figure it out
once we
on
get
the
there.
Next throw.
All right. My box?
Your box, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. Sure is a nice day, though. Oh, going uphill, huh? Just playing it safe?
Well, what do you want me to do? Hooking around the tree? Oh, man.
Is that the last one on par four or three?
I'm not sure. I know it's a par four if you go across the creek.
Right.
But I don't know if it's a par three or four.
Well, I think I was still one over you. So, all right, hole all right. Five. This is a fun one, kind of.
Behind the
road. Yeah, it's either you have to throw over a road, and then it's either on the other side of a hill or behind a tree. So it's fun though. We're looking at either 304 or 360. Mr. Trees, Mr. Paul Jangles is doing a recon mission. So I will look for mushrooms while he's gone. It is morel season. And even though it's a little too dry, we did get some rain earlier this week, so I don't see any. I'll keep my eye out though. The wild onion, however, is already, 18 inches tall? That's pretty exciting. All right, hole six. It is Pole Jiggle's box.
What?
I
think the box on number six is the most devious box in all of Kansas City because it points as if the hole is going to be whatever direction that is, I guess, northwest or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the hole is actually off to the other direction, so you never really should.
And you're throwing over a hill, so you can't see the
basket. You can't even see the damn hole. Yeah. But we've never played it at any other location, have we?
I don't think so. Yeah, so if you throw it straight, you're going to be way off to the left. So, for those of you who have not played this course but plan on it, keep that in mind. Nice. Partridge!
Partridge! Slapping disc!
Woo!
Watch how you say it.
Only took me six holes to get up to speed here.
It's all right, now you're warmed up.
That feels nice. Back 12, that's where I shine. so to follow up on hole six, once you get over the hill, there's a pretty sharp drop off of that hill into a ditch. So you really want to kind of land it up.
We spent a lot of time in that ditch too, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Some people even say life's a ditch.
Shit. Fuck. Alright. Hole seven.
I think that we got a par four here.
Par four.
Par four.
I can see it.
Pretty far away.
522, 549, something like that. Some hills, there's some trees.
This is where Blu-ray lost that one disc.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Blu-ray did lose a disc here once. So we both parred that last one, par train, but Mr. Paul Jangles still holds the box. That's alright. I got better things to do. Man, it's a beautiful day. Ooh. Oh, he stayed on the fairway. Nice shot, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, I bogeyed that one. Fell off the par train. Mr. Pole Jangles, still riding high.
Still riding the pole train. Pole train.
Pole train.
Par train.
So we're on number eight. This is single pin location, 286 feet. Uphill. Par three. Should be an easy par three, we'll see.
I think this is one of the birdieable holes for us.
Sure.
And I think we've buried this one before.
Yeah.
Why did the, I've got a good joke for you. Why did the toilet paper not cross the road?
I have no idea.
It got stuck in a crack.
God damn it.
All right.
All right, hole nine. Due to just laziness, I bogeyed that. But Mr. Pole Jangles, still riding the pole train.
I would like to say one thing about hole number nine. Hole number nine has always held a nice spot in my heart because it's the first place I ever found a disc.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was right over there. It was a great truth.
Well, I think you gave me that disc.
I did.
That was nice of you. Hole number nine. It is either 445 or 462. You have to throw between the tree line. This is a fun hole. Nice skip there, man.
Thank you.
I'm trying to do that myself. Alright, the back nine, hole 10. Par train. Pole Jangle still holds a box. For this hole, you have to cross the street back onto the other side, of course. And there's a brush line, tree line, all along the left side of this hole. Almost the
hole. And
then
there's like a row of trees, too, on the right hand
side. Yeah.
It's tough. I think this is playing the par four. This is the 522.
Yeah, this is a fairly...
pretty lengthy.
Fairly technical hole, I guess. It's real easy to go off to the left and end up in the bushes.
Or in that ditch.
Mr. Pole Jangles taking the wide route, going right. That's probably what I was going to do. But we'll have to see. Nice throws.
Thank you, sir. Mid-range.
guys happy with how our immigration thing went? Someone's happy with their immigration thing?
Immigration thing?
Mm-hmm.
The thing with that.
Maybe like a presentation and notice of something about immigration.
Integration? I think it's immigration.
Yeah, it was immigration. All right. We're on hole 11. One thing I haven't mentioned, this park has a plethora of comfortable benches. I don't know if I'd say comfortable. They have benches. They're not bad. I haven't seen any discharging stations, but that's just fine with me. We're looking at either 410 or 460 for this hole. Mr. Pool Jangles. Nice toss.
You got it closer to the hole.
That's good. Walk it up the field. All right, start story time. Woo! All right, hole 12. We rode the bogey bus on our way here. This is an interesting shot. Easily could go very wrong. There's a along the left, there's a line of trees, and right below, there's a hill that leads onto a street. And then there's a line of trees on the right. But, I can do this. I got this. I think I just pocket recorded. That'll be fun.
What's
that? I think I might have just pocket recorded. All right. Hole
13?
Is that 12?
I think so.
Hole 12. We're taking the bogey bus from hole 12, which actually I ended up on the street. I went down the hill, and
wow.
Paul Jangles hit a tree, and we still bogeyed.
I hit a tree, and I almost had a Blu-ray-esque meltdown for just a second. And then I was like, you know what? Playing disc golf. That's it.
Yeah. So we're up to hole 13.
This is my least favorite hole, probably, in Kansas City.
That's funny. I was going to say this is the signature hole for this course.
Really?
Well, because it's just...
You'll never forget this hole.
So long.
It's the devil's hole. Did you know that? Because it's a par four. 666.
666
number
feet.
Of the beast.
It is.
Hell and fire. Was what will be released.
I mean, there's nothing terribly difficult. It's just really far.
Yeah.
I mean, in theory, you can par this.
In pretty, theory.
Yeah.
In theory, communism works, right?
Yeah. All right, Paul Jangles still holds the box. On a side note, they seem to have repurposed a bunch of asphalt and put them around the tee boxes and the seats, the benches, and the pole guides. Very industrious use. Recycled materials. It's kind of nice. At first I thought it looked ugly, but it's kind of fun to stand on. Alright, anyways, time to unleash the Star Destroyer. Okay, riding the bogey bus to hole 14. I don't feel too bad about that. You definitely get steps on that course.
Yeah, it's a long, long, long way. I don't even know if 666 is the right length. I was going to step it off. That's
me. But now we're on hole 14. Hole 14 has the only real water hazard on this course. It's also a downhill shot, which is kind of nice. Looks like we got some people fishing in the lake today. It's a pond, really. It's on this side.
That's good.
Yeah. It's a nice. This is a nice hole. I like this hole. Downhill. The water hazard isn't really that much of a hazard unless you're crazy strong.
I feel like the trick to it is you need to keep it almost at ground height because it drops off.
Yeah.
Because you've got a little bit of, what is this, about 30, 40 yards, or no, 30, 40 feet or whatever, where it's flat, and then it goes downhill, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to keep it low on this one for sure.
Easier said than done.
A little bit of a breeze coming straight towards us.
Yeah, that's right?
I like throwing into the wind, personally.
You like pissing in the wind, too?
Sometimes. Well, hole 14 went about as well as I expected it to. Did you par?
I took the last train to Parsville, as the monkeys would say.
Indeed he did.
I don't know what the airplane would say, yeah.
But
it was pretty freaking loud, too.
Hole 15. Seems to have some water damage.
Somebody took off the glass pane, it looks like.
Yep.
Haters gonna hate.
So we're just gonna assume it's the 330.
I don't,
bit of an uphill shot.
Have we ever played it in a different position?
I don't think so.
Uphill shot.
Uphill shot.
Right now I need to move this charging.
Still just a gorgeous day out here. Not really all that humid. Nice shot.
Thank you.
A little wide, huh?
A little wide, but little wide. I have some length.
That's true. You got an interesting approach to it now.
I'm coming out on their fairway.
All right. Hole 16.
Hole 16. Whose box is it?
I believe it's your box.
No, I don't know whose box it is, but they stole the box.
Indeed, the tee pad is not here. It used to be here, but now it's not here.
It used to be cracked, so I was going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, they must have torn it up and they're going to report. Right now it's just kind of a big muddy spot. Dirty? Not quite muddy. A little too dry for mud. But, this is kind of a fun hole. It's slightly downhill. We're looking at either 465 feet or 478 feet.
Further one.
So 478 feet.
I like the 465 because it's like right against the little hill, and so you kind of have backstop.
That's right.
Not so much this one.
So Mr. Paul Jangles couldn't find his disc for a minute, so we're gonna let this pair behind us play through. Sometimes that happens. It's just, the grass is just the right level.
I feel like Wyandotte needs to get the old lawnmowers out. Time to sharpen the blades.
You know,
gas up the track.
Parts of this course have felt really well manicured. This part is not one of them.
No.
All right, hole 17. Can you tell where it is by where they're shooting?
I can see the flag sticking up.
Oh, yeah.
I just went right by it. So, I guess this is a par 3? This is the 450?
Par 3.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
The other ones are further up.
Yeah.
Towards 18's tee box.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. Alright, so 453 feet. We have a tee box again, which is nice. Just waiting for this pair to finish up ahead of us.
Surely where they're headed.
Another thing I'd like to point out about this park is there are public restrooms that are in pretty good shape.
I don't know if I've ever used them.
No.
They look okay.
I've never used them, but it's nice to know they're there.
You think this is a birthday party that's being thrown over there?
It's gotta be. They're playing
church function, maybe?
Fun music. I don't know. Could have been a church thing. It's a lot of people.
Obstacle course set up.
Obstacle course, fun house.
Obstacle course just means fun, right?
Yeah. All right, we're gonna toss here in just a sec. Side note: when we started playing today, I was throwing away a can in the trash can, and there was a handle of Jameson in there.
A whole handle.
A whole handle with just a tiny bit left in it, and I am looking in the trash can right now. There's a 40 of Old E, a bunch of Coors Light, some PBR. I think it's pretty clear that this is a more or less drink-friendly course.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's allowed, but I don't think anyone cares.
No. This is probably one of the friendlier beer courses, I think.
I mean, they're having a party over there, so.
Right.
Clearly, you can drink in this park. So, that's a good thing to point out, I feel. A lot of these courses frown upon that. Go wind up.
All right, we took the bogey train all the way up to the whole 18, which
bogey
I...
Bogey bus. We're calling it bogey bus.
Took the bogey bus all the way here. Last hole. This might be the signature hole. It's just an avenue of trees. Pretty straight shot.
It just invites you to throw it right down the middle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does, which almost never happens.
Never.
We're looking at...
says
381 feet. It's a picturesque hole.
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
Yeah. So picturesque.
On the Twitter.
Yeah, did you get the little bridge in it?
Oh, I do like the bridge.
There's like a little tiny bridge for no good reason. I guess there could be some runoff.
I mean, they're very thoughtful about how much they don't want mud on your shoes.
Yeah, they really are.
And they put asphalt out.
There's Tambark over there. This is a great park. Wish it was a little closer.
All right,
all of the chains have been banged. This was a good round. I feel I did not throw well at all, but I had a great time. And you know what? Whoever has the most fun
wins.
That's the winner.
That's only at Harmon Park, though. The other parks actually play by the amount of throws.
No. Play by my own rules. Going rogue.
Hey.
Man, we have found so many cozies
it's
today.
It's a busy day. Very long.
Yeah. That's nice.
Place your family's trust in our hands.
I found a cozy myself. Something about Sheriff, Nebraska or something.
It says like the new sheriff in town.
The new sheriff in town. It was a great day. That was a great walk through the park. I just can't say enough great things about Wyandotte County. Bonner Park.
Cool Jangles, any final thoughts before we wrap this up? I would like to say that today's episode was sponsored by Snyder's Honey Mustard Pretzel Pieces.
They were really good. I didn't even mind the fact that they were pieces and not whole pretzels.
Oh, they're better because they're pieces.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I actually blame two of my bogeys on the pretzels. I shouldn't say blame, but just say I had a little bit of a greasy finger, and I think maybe it's
maybe that was intentional.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm playing sneaky. We're not actually sponsored by anyone, but we ate some of those and they were really good. This park is definitely in my top five.
Oh, I think it might be in my top three. Yeah. I don't think it's got the best holes.
Does it have the most technical shots? Does it have a lot of variety in the landscape? But it's clean. The holes are appropriate distances for... The pars,
that's correct.
Except for that 666 hole.
Right.
Yeah.
That seems like it might need to be, I don't know, maybe it's fine. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's actually 666 feet, though.
I really appreciate the planning that went into this park. I really appreciate the casual attitude or air, the variety of seats, sitting options. It's always nice, and it's never busy.
I think that's the key.
That's
right?
The selling point. I mean, that's the number one reason we come out here. Not only is it a great park, but on a day like today, where it's beautifully sunny and warm, you just know that Heritage Shiny Mission.
Waterworks. Oh my god, you'd be like waiting a half an hour on a hole for Waterworks today.
Even Prairie Center, I bet.
We've had some Prairie Center days where we were like, oh my gosh, there's so many people here.
So that's, it's, yeah, I'd say top three.
Yeah.
Top three,
Yeah. Courses in Kansas City. I've never had really a bad time at Wyandotte.
You've found a disc at Wyandotte. I don't believe I've ever found a disc at Wyandotte.
Really? I've found multiple discs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I found, this is probably one of the courses I found the most discs. I was on a streak where I think I found a disc, or we found a disc every time we came.
Oh, home. That's right. Because we found that one disc just right by a basket. And...
Right. We found one on the 18th hole, maybe even in the basket. Or maybe it was just lying right next to it.
All
right.
Well, I take back what I said. All right. So 10 out of 10, highly recommend. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, it is at Mr. Pole Jangles on Twitter or at Wilhelm Forever. Get all of us. Tell us what you think, how we can improve the show, what you'd like to hear more of, and have a great day and bang those chains. Woo!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.